Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Awesome. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Not registered at all for any party.
You can say you're independent or other.
Yeah, I guess that would be right.
Okay. Now, a House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Wow, 30 hours during a school week?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Well, how many hours do the kids are in school, do you know?
I believe it's 20.
They're only in school 20 hours a week?
No, I'm sorry. No, in school, there are more than 44 hours.
And then you want to add another 70 hours on top of that?
No, that's the child labor law. You know how students can go to work, okay? But when you go to work, they usually make a schedule, you know, like from 3 p.m.
The kids go to school for how many hours a week?
About 44 hours.
All right, 44. And then this bill says they can work 30 hours a week?
In this bill, they say that they can work more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
No, I don't think that's a good idea because kids need some time. I don't like that.
You would oppose it then?
Yes, I guess I would.
Okay,
that's
now.
Not enough hours in a day for a kid. And that's taking
now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed.
Yeah, I don't think they should disclose their names.
So would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
A strongly support or somewhat support?
Fully support.
Okay. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force.
Yes,
now,
I agree.
Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I didn't understand the question. That's very complex.
Okay, well, we can say that you are undecided. Would that be correct?
Well, yeah, I guess, because I don't understand the question.
Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
What was that again? The what tax burden?
If your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low? If you feel your state and local tax that you pay for is too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I think my taxes are about right.
About right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel a state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a wasteful manner or efficient manner?
Efficient.
A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder.
Of what?
Veterinarians.
Vets? Okay.
Yeah, vets.
Yeah,
has
okay.
made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes, I agree.
The cost of veterinarian care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just asked me that question, and I said yes. You just asked that.
Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night.
I got to hang up now. This is taking too long, and I don't have a pet. But thank you for your time. Good luck with your survey. Bye.
Thank you, Mom. Have a wonderful day.
Oh.
It's okay, bitch.